think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. It's that time of year again, tax time. Joining me today is tax expert Amanda Cahotas of Amanda Cahotas Accounting and Tax. We'll be discussing some general tax tips as well as some suggestions specific for actors and those involved in the entertainment industry. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Well, Ricky Lee, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and add some value to your audience today.
Fantastic. Well, let's jump right in. What are some of the things that people, actors, people in the entertainment industry need to be thinking about as they prepare to do their taxes this year?
Well, awesome. That's a great question that you asked. So I was thinking, let's start with the most common mistakes people tend to make in the industry, right?
Excellent.
So you want to definitely, first of all, when you're with any type of tax professional, you definitely want to interview them to see what their strategy or what their way of looking at things are, because you have more liberal accountants and more conservative accountants. And when it comes to an audit, which if the IRS pulls your return for an audit, you definitely want to know what your accountant's attitude and strategy is, because it can determine whether the audit goes in your favor or not. So you always want to prepare for any meeting, have questions and ask them about what is your attitude towards deductions, towards, what's deductible, things like that, because everybody has, it's kind of like the IRS has a guideline, right? And it's up to an interpretation of the tax professional to prove their case. So you always want to know who you're working with and making sure that it's a good alignment, kind of like if you're going to see a doctor or a lawyer, right? You want to know that you're in the best care.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing when it comes to your finances. An accountant is kind of like your money doctor, right? They're kind of taking care of things. So as actors, one of the things you really need to think about is your expenses. And a lot of actors don't keep good records. So my first tip is always hold on to your receipts, and you want to keep them organized. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make, is not keeping proof of the expense. So when it comes to things like your headshots, or you're in a performance and you purchase clothing, or you bought a new suit for your photo shoot that was specifically for this, those are all things that would be considered a deductible expense for actors. And if you own a theater company, same principle, larger scale. So I'm going to talk more towards the individual, but always know that you can broaden that. Another mistake people do in the entertainment industry is taking too liberal of an approach with write-offs, or not, knowing what exactly is an acceptable write-off. So I thought I would kind of talk about some of the things that actors can expense. So we kind of talked about clothing. So for a TV performance, a theatrical event, for any music recordings, all of those things, clothing would be deductible as long as you save proof of the incidents.
Now, one question on that. So if we're purchasing a suit to be used in a photo session, or a costume to be used on stage, you're saying that's deductible. What about a lot of theaters offer T-shirts to the cast to purchase to commemorate the experience? Would that be deductible?
You can deduct it if it's used in the production. So that would kind of be an interpretation on individuals. I would probably be more conservative and say that that's kind of memorabilia. It wasn't actually needed to actually complete the work of the acting. So I would say that that's $20 that I, as an accountant, I would tell the actor to eat.
Okay, very good.
Or tell the production company to gift it to the actor. I wouldn't necessarily expense it, because you'd have a hard time convincing the IRS that the t-shirt, unless the t-shirt was needed for the production like it was part of a uniform, commemoration wouldn't really fit in their guidelines.
Okay.
That would be my approach personally.
Now, I recently presided over a theatrical review, and we did have the cast wear their T-shirts in the show. So in that case, it would be a deduction.
That is different. That's actually being used in the production. So yes, that would be a allowable expense.
Well, I'm going to turn the floor back over to you, and let's discuss a couple more of the tax tips that you have.
Awesome. So the other part that a lot of entertainers forget about is that if you're planning for a production or doing research, those research expenses are also able to be deducted. So most actors do research when working on a new character or project, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we would want to know, you want to keep track of the cost of going to the theater, the opera, the ballet, the poetry reading, or any kind of stage performance that you're using to enhance your skills. It's kind of like if you take a course in acting, you'd want to keep the receipt. That's an investment into your profession. So those are all things you can write off. On tax returns. So you also want to keep track. See, the difference is when you talk about the entertainment industry, some actors are what we call self-employed. So they would receive a 1099 MISC miscellaneous at the end of the year. You have actually access to up to 400 tax write-offs. I can't go into every one of them on the show, but I can definitely do that in a private consultation. But you actually, as working for a theater company, might get a W-2. So you have to be careful. That's another reason why you need to hire someone experienced in dealing with the entertainment industry, because deductions are different with both. And you have one of the other common mistakes that actors make is deducting the wrong things on the wrong forms.
Gotcha.
So you definitely want to make sure if you're a 1099 type of employee, then you're going to have a Schedule C. And if you're a W-2 employee, it's going to be a different form. So you definitely want to keep all that in mind, because the IRS doesn't care if the forms are filed properly in an audit. If they weren't filed properly, they're going to assess you penalties and interest. So that's one thing to really be aware of, is making sure not only do you have the right expense, but do you have the right form and the right type of category of pay, so that if you're an employee, you know how to deduct, and if you're self-employed, you know how to deduct.
How do you know if you're an employee or if you're self-employed?
Well, if you are working for a theater company and they are paying you on a certain schedule, and they have you fill out what's called a W-4, then you are actually an employee of the company, meaning you're on their staff. Therefore, the tax structure and the obligations and the contracting could be a little different than if you're self-employed. They may pay you a stipend, but they're not going to pay taxes and things like that. So you're going to have what we call self-employment tax, and there's a different form for that to fill out.
And I know a lot of actors work for a number of employers throughout the year. So you could actually be in both categories. Is that correct? You could be working
you
for...
You can. Yeah. Yes, you absolutely can. And that's why it's really important, especially with the entertainment industry. It's very intricate and there's a lot of different details and each situation is so different. So that's why when you're actually hiring a tax professional, you want them to have expertise and understanding of the industry specifically, because a lot of people who are self-filers end up in this. If you do research on the internet, on Google, on Yahoo, whatever your preferred search engine is, you will see that there's a lot of areas that discuss the common mistakes made in this particular industry. So there's a lot of tax firms that actually specialize in the entertainment industries. You'll see, especially in California and where acting is, you know, where it's a main hub.
Yes, where everyone and their brother is an actor.
Yes, exactly.
So coming back to the Chicago suburbs, what do our actors here need to know? What else?
So we ended up, so we talked about research expense. If you purchase a computer or laptop, you're likely going to use a lot of it for your acting career. If you're going to use it for, my recommendation is if it's going to be 50% or more used for business, you deduct that as a business expense. So as far as like, you would want to keep track of your auditions, writing letters and emails promoting yourself, a list of your auditions and records to prove that. So to prove the expense, so to speak. You also will be able to take marketing expenditures. So every actor needs to invest in promoting themselves, right?
If they want to be successful, yep.
So you have to invest in self-marketing. That can be costs that are, anything like a spotlight annual fee, different subscriptions for casting websites, constant casting, Casting Call Pro and Star Now are some of the ones that, you know, have popped up popular in the industry. I'm sure there's others. You also have social media marketing if you're running some type of ad or things like that that are deductible. The cost of creating any type of, like I said, photo shoots, film premieres. Film premieres are another one, right? You have to invest in the, you know, getting your audience to the premiere, right? So those items that you purchase that could vary depending on what audience, what the audience is being targeted, right? So you can do those, all those things like your domain registration for your website, any ongoing maintenance. If you pay a tech company to manage or develop those items for you. Going a little old school here, I know that a lot of us don't use snail mail anymore. But for those of us that do, if you send a letter, keep track of your postage, your stationery costs, your ink for your printer, any specialty type of paper that you might send a resume or headshot and kind of applying for your different acting gigs, so to speak. And then the big one, you know, that we really forget about is transportation, right? If you take public transportation or an Uber, Lyft, some type of ride sharing, some kind of taxi, don't get a receipt. If you are in a taxi, you do need a receipt. You can't just say, hey, I spent $30 cash on a taxi and the IRS is going to believe you. No, you have to ask them for a receipt. Or I know Uber and Lyft, I think they have like electronic tracking of your trips.
Mm-hmm. They
so
email
that's
you
a great
receipt.
Way
yeah.
you can export that and get that to your accountant. You know, and so you're traveling. If you have to pay for a performance venue, all of those things are expendable, as well as, you know, any costs related to your car. If you're using it for business, like getting to and from shows or to and from, you know, if you're a director and you're preparing for a production, you want to definitely keep track of all those things. If you buy coffee or donuts for, I don't know the ins and outs of what directors do. Everyone's different, right? But if you have those snacks, those are all expendable. You also want to think about your health and gym costs. So if you have a gym membership as an actor, it's part of the line of work that you have to
because
keep
you have
in
to look
shape.
A certain way.
Yes. Yeah. So you can absolutely to keep yourself in good shape, looking good, feeling good. And, you know, let's be honest, we don't really talk about it a whole lot, but to keep your mental, you know, acting is a very stressful career. It's very competitive. So to keep your mental health in shape and all of that, it's a great way of release, right? So you can absolutely deduct your gym memberships there. Like I mentioned, training classes and subscriptions. If you are traveling and you have any lodging expenses, those are also deductible.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. My guest today is tax expert Amanda Cahotas of Amanda Cahotas Accounting and Tax. We're discussing tax tips for entertainers. If you're interested in tax services, for additional information, you can call Amanda Cahotas Tax Accounting and Tax at 815-687-2185 or email adcahotas@gmail.com. Spelled out, that's adcahotas@gmail.com. So there's a lot of deductions that actors and people in the entertainment industry can take from what you're saying.
Absolutely. And a lot of them, unfortunately, are either missed or kind of like overstepped. So there's definitely, you can have too much or too little of a good thing, right? So that's why really knowing, having someone who can guide you is really important.
Yes, yes, very good. What else do we need to know as actors?
You know, the other part of it is so many of us use our phones today, right?
Yes.
So, and now there's a new thing. I understand that actors are now interviewing, obviously, from home via Zoom or creating videos. So you definitely want to keep track of all that equipment. If you have to have a computer for Zoom, like we said, if you need lighting, backdrop to record your auditions and things like that to submit, those things are all deductible, as well as the part of your home that you use in a working space. That applies if you are a 1099 type of actor. You would have to you have to concede that home deduction if you are actually an employee. If you have both, that's different. But if you are strictly an employee, you cannot deduct your home space.
Okay.
The home space, the home internet, and the home telephone bills are, cell phone, if you don't have a home phone, those are all valid deductions.
Would, if I use my phone for acting, it's a deduction. If I also use it for just general use, does that mean I can't deduct it, or can only deduct a portion of it? Is there any limitations there?
I would say that if you're using the majority of your time, like let's say if it's like 30% personal, 70% business, I would deduct more of the full amount, but you can deduct the percentage, and you can identify that on your tax return in the notes section, business use calculated at 50% of monthly phone bill of XYZ.
Okay.
I do recommend that if you are a full-time actor, and you're, you know, noticing that you're kind of like split between both, you can get, a separate device that's deductible if it's really a huge concern. But I haven't seen a lot of my clients that are in this type of industry. We just figure out like, hey, it's half and half, and we deduct half of the phone bill. But it's really a conversation, and then being able to prove that, obviously, if they, you know, come at you with an audit.
Okay.
Now, that's another reason why I encourage those. Some people say, well, I can do TurboTax at home, or I can do Tax Act. But if it comes down to an audit, TurboTax and Tax Act and, you know, all those different softwares are great, but they're not going to necessarily represent you the same way as a personal accountant.
In the case an audit. Now, are audits, do they happen often in the entertainment industry?
They actually do. They do happen because there is a high rate of miscalculated expenses of over and under reporting. So they are pretty common, but an audit is simply a business transaction. So if you keep good records, it really shouldn't be an issue. You should at that point, your tax professional will go in to bat with you, and they have it all laid out. I recommend always keeping... one of the tips I have for my clients, depending, because I work with a variety of age, but my older clients like to use an envelope they keep in their glove box, and they put their receipts by month. So, you know, April, May, June, the year, and then I get the envelopes at the end of the year, and we sort through it and create it. Some of the younger ones create a spreadsheet, email me the spreadsheet, and then I say to them, for each expense we're claiming, do you have a receipt for it? Scan me the receipts, we keep a file, and therefore in the case of an audit, we have our proof, because the burden of proof is on the taxpayer. So therefore, if you get audited and you claim something on your taxes, it's not your accountant's responsibility to have the proof. It's yours. Now, if you're a good accountant, though, you will have the records of your client as a copy to... But that's a different topic. But absolutely, you definitely want to have, you want to cover yourself in the instance, because you have the not only the burden of proof, right? But a lot of people get afraid when they get an IRS letter. Mm-hmm. And what we have to realize is that they're just a really powerful business and that communication is key. If you ignore those letters, that's when it becomes a problem. When you respond to those letters with a cool, calm, and collected attitude, you will be fine. They are just another business with a lot of weight if you avoid them.
Now, is that something that my tax professional would take over that conversation with the IRS, or is that something that the individual themselves has to have that conversation?
It can be either way. Some clients want to handle their audit on their own, and other clients want to fill out like a power of attorney to have their accountant handle it. It's really at the professional's discretion. I always recommend most clients don't have the knowledge that the accountant has. So to me, knowledge is power, right? So you want to just answer questions very directly with the information needed. But that's one of the reasons why in the entertainment industry, especially, I really recommend that people keep good records, but that they really do even if you don't want to hire a tax professional, do a consultation just to see how you feel, because some people go into it and they think they can handle it. Well, let me tell you, once you get knee deep and you start, like you said, what if you're working for an acting company, or what if you have multiple gigs, or what if you're confused, or what happens if you fill out the wrong form? Then you create this whole can of beans, right, that you didn't need to open. And the IRS, their interest is like compound interest. And a lot of people don't know what compound interest is. But if you owe taxes, this is just a free tip for anybody, whether you're an actor or not. If you owe taxes, it is the one time that I actually recommend to my clients, if you can't pay it via check by the tax due date, put it on a credit card, because your credit card interest will be cheaper than the compounding interest the IRS charges you.
Wow.
It's a daily compounding.
Wow.
Daily. It's not monthly. It's daily.
Very good tip. I did not know that.
You know, and so just getting back to, just so that your audience can know, some of the other deductions you can take is your agent and booking fees. If there are agent and booking fees in the entertainment industry, those are tax deductible. iPads and electronic notebooks, you do have to have the burden of proof that you're using it for business. You can't just go out there and say, I bought an iPad, it's for my kid, but because I'm an actor, I'm going to deduct it. You have to have the burden of proof to show that that device is actually a business device, and you have to categorize it as an asset in your business.
Excellent. So what else do our actors out there need to know at this time of year?
At this time of year, it's really a good time to seek out a tax preparer or tax professional. It seems like, I know we're just like barely hitting February now, but a lot of firms get really busy this time of year. And so you might have a couple of weeks before you actually see a turnaround. Like for me right now, I'm at about a week turnaround for clients. But as the time goes on, you're going to get more busy and more busy, and that turnaround time can change. So you always want to plan, especially if you're going to owe. You don't only see a tax professional for filing taxes, but you want to talk about strategies to mitigate your tax liability. So there's different things you can do before the end of the year, such as contributing to an IRA, 401k, different type of retirement type accounts to decrease SEP plans, things like that, to decrease your tax liability, which are legal strategies. So you definitely want to plan for taxes. So I always encourage, don't only see your tax professional to file your taxes, but make an appointment October at the latest to sit and make a strategy for quarter four, because planning and preparation is how the wealthy have sustained themselves in any industry, right? So we have to be able to plan and provision for those things. So you definitely don't want to pay. One of the other big mistakes is people pay a lot more taxes in this industry from not claiming the different things. That's why I wanted to talk about some of the deductions, because a lot of people are not aware of them, and they don't take the time to actually look into it. And especially in today's times, I feel it's important that we not only know the value of our money, but to be wise with the value of our money. Mm-hmm. Because the thing that makes me upset is when the government has access to monies that could have been in the small business owner or medium business owner's pocket to expand the business. For instance, you know, building up a theater company instead of paying taxes. The arts are one of the, it's my personal passion. I love the arts. So I'm a little bit biased, but it's something that's fading. It's fading in our schools. It makes me so happy to see, it's just a side note, just to see the high schools and the grade schools and different theater companies working with the youth, because there are so many skills that are learned in acting that are needed in the business world and in our daily life. So I love this part of the industry because of that, and because you can make a living and also have fun, right? And so as a tax professional, I want to be able to help you be able to invest in your dream and keep some of that hard-earned money in your pocket.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Today, we've been discussing tax tips for the entertainment industry with Amanda Cahotas of Amanda Cahotas Accounting and Tax. For more information, call 815-687-2185 or email adcahotas@gmail.com. Amanda, thank you so much for all your wisdom and sharing that with our listeners today. I do encourage the listeners to get in contact with a tax professional like Amanda Cahotas to see what benefits are available to you and to maximize your deductions. Amanda, thank you so much for your time and have a great day.
Thank you for having me.